Did you watch the match last night? Remember, we spoke to some Algerians down at the Fontana Cafe and the Halal Shop on Camden Street. And they were looking forward to the match. You know, we're in the holy month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. And there were some issues, you know, around that. Fasting, you know, sustaining from food and liquids and all that kind of stuff. But the Algerian team were fantastic.
They were
three
brilliant.
Goals scored and all. Here's a little reminder.
They were so unlucky.
Well, so much at stake, isn't there? You know, Algeria looking at this for the first time. Potentially can qualify for the quarter-final stage.
Jimenez injecting a little bit of pace into this attack. Thomas Muller cuts inside. Chance for Germany! And André Schürrle has done it! André Schürrle has given Germany the lead and rocked Algeria back on the heels. Schürrle has a chance, gives it to Mesut Ozil to wrap it up. Back to Schürrle. Has another opportunity, and finally, well, so tired were the Algerian players that Germany could have walked it in, and in the end, they pretty much did. There's Brahimi, now Feghouli. Is there a consolation for them? A chance? Wow! Yes, there is! Yes, there is!
Well, do you know, if it's too little too late, I'm delighted they've scored anyway, because they have contributed so well to the game.
They certainly have. Fantastic team. And I just want to say commiserations to every Algerian supporter. And I know a lot of our listeners were supporting Algeria last night because we brought it to their attention, you know, just what was going on. But at any rate, Katrina interviewed some people yesterday. And one of them was Hammy, who's the manager of the Fontana Cafe, which is run by Algerians, on Camden Street.
Yes.
And he was saying the times yesterday worked out perfectly for them, given the holy month of Ramadan, because they could eat at half time because the sun would be gone down, and then by the time the match would be over, they'd be able to go to the mosque for prayer. And I remember this morning, and I thought, well, hang on a second, this match went to extra time. So I thought, did they actually go to prayer, or did they stay and watch the end of the game? So I popped into the Fontana Cafe today and I asked Hammy, was he happy with the result and what happened?
I am very proud of course the team played very well. And we're looking forward, like, for the following, like, World Cups, and we will do very well as well. And it was so exciting, and just, you know, that's football, one win and another lose, you know. Anyway, we are very happy, and it's just the fact that we got to the second round is a good success for us.
But you must have expected to win the game, because Algeria were all over Germany at the beginning.
Yes, they play very well, better than Germany in the first half and second half. But you know that sometimes just that's football, you know. You have to expect everything, you know. So anyway, we are very happy for the team, and we are proud of it. And
But the game went to extra time. Did you get to see the extra time?
I wish to see the extra time, but you know, the prayer time, I have to go to the mosque. So just some of my friends called me after the prayer, and but I was very happy anyway, even they lost, but I'm very happy with the results.
So are you the only one who went to prayer? Did your friends stay behind and watch the extra time?
Yeah, some of them, they... you know, some of them, they can't go to the prayer, I don't know. It depends on the person, you know, so... me, I have to go to the mosque. The religion thinks I have to go. Anyway, that we're very happy. All Algerian people celebrating yesterday, and, you know... it was a big thing for Algeria, you know, to get to the second round, to play with that level of the football, and it's very good.
Thank you very much.
So there you go.
Oh,
he didn't get to
see
the extra time. He went to prayer, as a lot of people did, but somebody phoned them and told them what the result was in the end. But what struck me was how delighted they were for the team. And I wonder, would we all have been that delighted had the Republic of Ireland been in and got knocked out? I mean, they did so well. And also, how many of us would have gone to prayer and not missed the extra time? I don't think a single, let's be honest about it.
Listen,
hands on heart.
You could be in the hospital giving birth.
Yeah.
And there'd be no doctors, no nurses.
You suspend the birth. Hold on a second, I'm holding on.
It's extra time.
Extra time. But anyway, good luck to them. They were very, very nice.
And what's
good
on
luck.
Tonight?
They were brilliant.
Our
USA,
other team were
USA are playing Belgium.
Belgium at 9 o'clock tonight, and the American College Dublin, where we interviewed some of the students, sent out a tweet to the Mooney Show saying, come on, keep supporting Team USA. So Belgium are
Brenda,
very tough.
Do you know what I say?
But
I say to all of our friends from America who are listening to this programme today? Is Fader Lynn.